Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the organizer for the Red Cedar Chamber Czech Strings Concert and Dinner that is happening at the Ainsworth Opera House this Saturday, Michael Zaws.
So for the concert, is this the first time that members from Red Cedar Chamber Music are performing at the Ainsworth Opera House?
No, they've been performing there for 20 years.
And how often do these concerts with them usually occur?
We do one or two a year and sometimes more, but usually it's one or two a year.
People who go to attend the event, what can they look forward to as far as the kinds of music that will be played at the concert?
This concert is Czech or Bohemian based entirely, and several Czech composers' works will be highlighted. Mira Kim and Kerry Boston are the two musicians, and they play violin and cello. And Czech music is very special, and the music will be preceded by a Bohemian supper at 6, with the concert starting at 7.
Czech music, is that typically the kind of music that Red Cedar Chamber plays, or is this kind of something special for this concert?
They do all kinds of music, but I think they're pretty close to a lot of people in Czechoslovakia. I know Red Cedar is one of the top chamber music groups in the whole of the United States. Earlier this year, when in Washington, D.C., they said they were going to cut funds to the arts in the country, the top newspaper in Czechoslovakia called up Red Cedar to see how it would affect them, because they were worried about that in Czechoslovakia if Red Cedar were to lose support. So they're very, very highly thought of in Czechoslovakia. And we have many Czech or Bohemian people in this area, and so this music will delight a lot of people.
And was this a collaborative effort between you and Kim and Bastian as far as coming up with the theme for the evening, or were you kind of following their lead as far as what they wanted to do?
What they do three different sets of concerts a year, and this is their fall set, and they talked to me, probably starting about a year ago, as to what they were aiming for this concert, and then I worked on a menu that would have Bohemian food that would fit the music that they were bringing.
Tell me more about the Bohemian food. What is on the menu?
Everything is authentic Bohemian, and the difference between Bohemian and Czechoslovakian is that Bohemia was the country first, and then the name changed to Czechoslovakia, so it's the same area. Most of the people in this area that are of that descent came when it was Bohemia. So when I say Bohemia, that's the period of time that most of the people in this area go back to. But we'll have roast pork, we'll have sauerkraut soup, there'll be a baked vegetable dish, rye bread, there is a cucumber salad, and there's fried cheese, and dessert will be a fruit-filled pastry.
Sounds pretty good to me.
It is good.
Yeah. You won't be attending the concert, correct, because you'll be out on the road?
I'm out on the road with the documentary film, but I selected the menu, and I feel very badly that I can't be there, but I'll catch the concert part at another location. But they very much like coming to the Ainsworth Opera House, and I think there's only one other place that they put on concerts that they've come longer than they have at the Ainsworth Opera House, and that's another Bohemian community at Solon. But they very much like Ainsworth. The acoustics are very good, and we have a good following, and when you pair the food with the concert, it's just a fabulous evening experience.
And what do you like most about Czech music? What is special about it for you?
Well, I'm Bohemian, and I think it's maybe genetic, I don't know, but they're doing some Czech folk music, which is it's lively, has a nice melody, and they're not playing any of Anton Dvorak's music, but some of his contemporaries. And Dvorak's music is most recognized classical music, I think, now in the whole world. and some of these composers have brought similar melodies to the forefront.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Michael Zaz, the organizer for the Red Cedar Chamber Music Czech Strings Performance and Dinner happening at the Ainsworth Opera House this Saturday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.